York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. She is Celeste Teller. Celeste, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot to talk about with you. We were jumping into a lot of stuff. That's why that sounder played a little longer than normal, but we were kind of getting our fill of what we're about to jump into here. You have a very unique, interesting conference coming up in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, absolutely. September 10th.
So tell us what we're talking about.
Sure. So we're having our annual workforce development conference on September the 10th. It's being hosted at Winthrop. Winthrop University is a very significant partner of ours in our workforce development efforts. And so we've had this conference for the last few years. This one's going to be a little bit different in that we are going to be highlighting where we're going with our sector strategy, employer collaborative work. We've been really focusing on building education partner programs with our K-12 and our higher ed, and this is really going to be focusing on the employer side of workforce and talent development.
Now, Megan was a part of one of these gatherings that you guys had, and I was curious to get your take on on this and kind of learning what this is all about. Is that right?
Yeah. So this is obviously something I'm very passionate about, just students and workforce development, work-based learning. I think that workforce development, I think you and I have talked about this, people are very passionate about that phrase, but they're aren't really established conveners that are making the action happen. And I have found just in the education space that there's such a need for the industry knowledge to help direct what's happening in the classrooms and really defining those career pathways. And I feel like that is what y'all are doing so well. And that seems to be the heart of this effort is that. So I want to make sure I understand. So in the next 2 weeks, your goal is to have industry partners that are leaders in the community and want to be more engaged in the workforce development space to come and sit in this conference. Is
absolutely
that correct?
In addition to our partners, our service, you know, our providers, you know, people like yourself and others who are in that space that are supporting that K-12 and higher ed, and even kind of our community development partners as well, because it will take that entire ecosystem to make this work, right? When we think about a learner, okay. So when they start in kindergarten and they go all the way through, there's so many different pieces and different partners and groups that are working with them through work-based learning. But we our students have barriers, right? And so that we have community development organizations. So we have Voc Rehab and we have United Way. So there's a lot of partners that are involved in that too. But to your point, Megan, right, we want our employers to show up and start listening and being a part of this conversation because our K-12 and our higher ed, they cannot do it alone.
Right.
And they're doing what they know to do. But if the employers aren't in the room having that conversation, then the employers are not going to get the talent that they need to fulfill the demand and the jobs that they have.
You know, I saw you, but I didn't get to talk to you at the I-77 Alliance meeting. And to me, what you're describing is something similar to this. One of the speakers was Okta Pharma talking about what's coming to Rock Hill. I can remember years past at this I-77 Alliance Summit, which is all the counties along the interstate, the corridor of I-77. There was Scout Motors, I think, spoke at one. E&J Gallo, I think, spoke at one. And it's important for these business leaders, these people, not just in business, but also with school districts. There were superintendents that this thing to know, like, hey, we want to involve you guys because we're going to need to hire a lot of people.
Right. Yeah,
and this community is going to keep growing and we need you to help us in this. Is that kind of accurate? What this is kind of similar to that,
100%,
right?
100%, right. And so what we are launching, you know, so a couple of years ago, we really started formulating what our foundation would do at the chamber. And we decided to focus it on workforce development and leadership. And so we created LIFT, Leadership Institute for Talent, that really encompasses all of that. So if you think about, we talked about the learner, right, from the time they enter into school, they're thinking about career awareness and preparedness, and they move on kind of down this value stream to the employer ultimately. And so we have education partner programs that we're doing to help make sure that happens, but we've got to have that employer voice, but we also need to understand what are the needs and the pain points of the employers, and that's what they've got to tell us. And so what the sector strategy work that we're going into, we're using a kind of a mechanism called TPM, or Talent Pipeline Management, from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. That's kind of where that was started about 10 years or so ago. A lady by the name of Jamie Francis is coming from D.C. for Talent Flow to kind of talk about what's happening across the U.S. because it's a kind of a specific strategy that we use to help our employers talk about what their demand is. Where does the talent come from? Maybe their job descriptions are written incorrectly. That's why we're not able to get a bigger talent pool. Not everyone needs a four-year degree for mm-hmm. every job. So let's go back and look at some of those things. But doing it at an industry level, so you've got your large businesses, but you've also got your small businesses that can now have mm-hmm. a voice in that collective sector strategy.
Right.
You know, I hope you don't mind me saying this. I said this briefly to Dean Fail when all the Octopharma stuff was happening. And I promise there's a point to this. But you guys took a stance in supporting mm-hmm. Octopharma coming mm-hmm. to Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this conference that you're speaking about, I think works hand in hand because you guys are trying mm-hmm. to make this a better place to live. Mm-hmm. You guys are trying to make this a very economic development friendly place. Right. Not just creating jobs, but growing the businesses that we have.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I thought it was very important and very unique for a chamber to take a stance like Dean Fail did. And yeah. I thought it was very important that he did that, very crucial and critical that he did that. And that kind of plays into yeah. this conference and mm-hmm. getting all these leaders together and say, hey, right. we're in this for you guys. We're in this for this region, for this county.
You know, we've seen it, right? I mean, I won't get into the whole politics behind it, but we've seen, right, when communities aren't growing, what mm-hmm. happens,
yeah.
right? I'm from a few of those, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we want growth, but we want responsible growth. I'm sure everyone would agree with that. But we've got to understand what the needs of those businesses are and what those employers are so we can attract them to know we've got the talent here for them. But the ones that are here, we can't forget about them.
Right.
So how do we make sure that they've got the talent they need to be able to grow? But we also want this quality of life for us,
sure.
right? And so we want our schools to be at the top of their game. We want our higher eds to be attractive and bringing in talent. But we also want to keep the talent that we grow here too. And so it's really a part of this whole strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to compliment you guys too on having such a good relationship with the likes of Dr. Moore, your tech, mm-hmm. who's just
rockstar.
Well, I agree with Mayor John Geddes, who said a couple weeks ago, we need 100 more Dr. Moores.
Sure. Yes.
We need 100 more like her. And,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Of course, Dr. Edward Cernit, Winthrop, sure. and his staff, he has a great
absolutely,
team.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you guys being a part of the team of communication, of course, the Rock Hill schools mm-hmm. and all the York mm-hmm. County school districts, I know that you guys have a relationship with a lot of the other York County school districts. It's just so important because that is the pipeline mm-hmm. at the end of the day.
Well, and think about it, right? I mean, so where we are in the Catawba region, you know, we've got Lancaster County, we have Chester County that's feeding into us as well. And so we've had a great opportunity to partner with our chambers in both of those counties as well. And so, you know, they're at the point to where they don't have the capacity to have someone doing what I do on staff. Mm-hmm. And so they've opened their doors and said, okay, come and partner with us. So, you know, one of the things that we're doing are the middle school conferences called World of Work, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're going into the middle schools and we're bringing those employers, right? So that's part of that conversation is bringing in those employers to show what's that world of work, what's in my backyard.
Right.
And we're doing that across the Catawba region. So this conference is not just for our friends in York County. It's for everyone that's supporting and,
okay.
and is kind of it's supplying talent or using talent in our entire region.
I love that. I feel like so much or it happens so frequently in education, like educators aren't necessarily speaking business and
yeah.
business people are not necessarily speaking education. Yeah. They're like two different mm-hmm. languages.
Right.
And I just appreciate y'all's efforts to be that common thread
absolutely.
From literally from kindergarten. So mm-hmm. like VR goggles for students, introducing them to just letting them see different careers mm-hmm. that they didn't even know were a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Building on that at the middle school level with the world of work mm-hmm. and then leading into pre-apprenticeships and work-based mm-hmm. learning
absolutely.
And being that connector and helping the educators be informed of the industry standards and what career paths are.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from those relationships with the leaders in the industry and the businesses,
absolutely.
Small and large. And that's mm-hmm. where y'all play such a vital role. So I just appreciate your vision.
Absolutely.
And like you were saying, it's all connected mm-hmm. and to
yeah.
just our quality of life and well-being and the ROI of the education and workforce development. We're going to see that for
yeah.
so many generations to come. So thank you.
It's one of those things, and you're a part of that, right? I mean, we all are. And if we want to live here, we want it to be a good place, and
right.
we want our economy to grow, and we want all those things, right? We've got to come together and be partners
mm-hmm.
in that. And we have some really amazing partners in this. We can't do all of this, and we would never be able to do all of this by ourselves. So it takes every single part of the partners in this ecosystem.
Finishing up with VP of Talent and Workforce Development for the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, she is Celeste Taylor. Celeste, one more time, this conference, September the 10th. Tell us about it one more time.
Sure. So this is Talent Flow. This is our fourth year convening this. It will be at Winthrop University's Richardson Ballroom. There is a nominal fee to attend, right? We have to cover space and food and all the things and then logistics. But there is a registration link on our website under our events. But it's September the 10th, and it's that morning. So we'll kind of convene around 8:30, get going, and we'll be there for about an hour and a half or so.
Perfect. Very good.